Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania each year designates 18 under 18 honorees, and we'll have a number of them with us in the coming weeks and months. And today we have two that we're going to introduce you to. And we're going to begin, I'm going to ask each to introduce themselves and let you know the school they go to, the grade they're in. And if you have any shout outs to the people who brought you here or people who might be listening, this is a perfect time to do it. And I'll start with you, Daniela.
Hi, I'm Daniela Nave. I'm in sixth grade and I go to South Fayette Middle School. Shout out to my mom and dad, and also on TikTok, Buck TikTok.
Hi, my name is Kavi Odari. I'm a senior at Baldwin High School, and shout out to my mom and dad for bringing me here and supporting me through my whole journey.
Now, I am so curious to know about the projects you did and a little bit about your designation for the 18 under 18. Is it based on work you did with Junior Achievement? Describe what you did. We'll start with you, Daniela. Did you have a particular project that you did?
So on TikTok, I have a really big TikTok following, and I promote women in sports. And also, I help people get off the wait list faster to get kidney transplants.
Wow. There's a million things I want to ask you. First of all, a lot of people my age aren't on TikTok much. Do you have like over 1,000 followers or how many? I don't know what a lot of followers
is. I have like 117,000.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. How did you manage to do that?
So I don't run it because I'm not old enough, but my uncle runs it. And it just like promotes women in sports and just my journey throughout like my whole softball career.
Wow. Okay. So you're 12, right?
I just turned 12 yesterday.
You just turned 12. Wow. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So TikTok, they're really short. And you can join in too, Kavi. Are you on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
They typically are really short videos, like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
How do you, I guess you get people's attention? Tell me more about what people see if they're on that site.
So my softball games, my uncle films them, and we just post highlights of me and other people too.
Very cool. So what's the address for the site, or how do people subscribe?
So they just follow my account and then like the TikTok and comment.
Okay, and how would they get to your account? Would they search on something or what's?
So there's like a For You page where you scroll on TikTok and just like videos that are recommended for you.
I see. So when you say women in sports, do you mean women contemporary or from history? Tell me more about that.
So on all of my softball teams, I promote people like on my team, on other teams, and just the highlights to promote them too.
How cool. So it's pretty common if you tune in to the news that you're going to hear lots of boys' football game reports or sometimes baseball or softball, but you're really not going to hear much from girls' sports. Is that the gap? Are you trying to correct that?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. You mentioned softball. Do you play other sports?
I play basketball too.
That's amazing. What kind of impact do you think your site has had? Have you heard from any of the people that follow it?
They said that like I want to inspire them and just promote them so they can be the best person that they can.
Do you look at things other than athletics as you showcase the girls on your site? Maybe the kinds of things they do for the community or what drives them to be as good as they are?
Yeah, there's also these small companies that I promote too. They send me some products, so I promote them with videos.
Tell me more about how that works.
So they have this product and they want to promote it so more people can buy it. So I market it on my TikTok page.
So they might, do you think most of your subscribers, 100,000+ of them, do you think most of them are about your age, plus or minus a few years, and probably also a girl, most your peers?
Yeah.
So if they had, an app or something that they wanted to introduce to people your age, they must consider you an influencer. So they pay you to do that, or that's amazing. You're nodding your head. What does that feel like? That's a lot of power, and you want to use it for good, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Tell me about your project, Kavya.
I started a brand called KO Cosmetics, and it's to empower women and embrace your natural beauty. My whole life, I'm a refugee from Nepal, and I was kind of bullied my whole life for facial appearances or the way I looked or the way I sound. And, you know, I didn't let that bring me down. Instead, I used it as a challenger to uplift myself and challenge myself. So I started a brand which sold cosmetics. And 2020, when I was 14 years old, I just, you know, I put my mind to it and I made my dreams reality. And I came up with the brand. I reached out to a lot of people and, you know, marketed myself, put myself out there. And I started selling some cosmetics.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What is the name? Is there a website, or how do people get to learn more about your products?
I have a lot of social media that people can just buy off of, but my main source is thekocosmetics.square.site. That's where people purchase
so
my gloss.
K-A-Y-O?
It's the, like T-H-E, K-O Cosmetics.
Oh, I got it. Your initials, yeah. KO Cosmetics.
.square.site.
Got it. And how do you make these or specify them? What are they?
My main selling product is lip gloss, and it's gluten-free, vegan, cruelty-free. So I make them at home. It's all natural, and it's really hydrating. It's enriched with vitamins. So it's super healthy, and it's not just product. It's a story.
That's incredible. And the story is how you founded these safe cosmetics, and how I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like it helped you establish new roots in the area and also maybe cope with some of what you were experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
When did your family come to the U.S.?
We came when I was 3 years old, so they also are refugees, and we all immigrated here around, 2010.
And did you experience, you were mentioning some of the bigotry and bullying, did you experience some of that during your very youngest days?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always been a thing, and it's always has been a thing, so I just, you know, I didn't really let that bring me down. Instead, I brought myself up with it instead. I challenged myself. But yeah, it's always been a thing. And it's not just towards me, but to a bunch of people. So those are the people that I want to empower. And I also want to, you know, uplift positivity and also bring that into a world.
That's really an important goal. Danielle, I bet you've experienced bullying too. If not now, also growing up, have you?
Yeah, I've noticed that other people, I just want to stop that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've ever met anybody pro-bullying, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You're not, I guess you're pro-bullying until it happens to you, and most people, that's not what I meant to say, but it's hard to imagine that, why do you think people bully? Do you think they even know that they're doing it? They must, but have you thought much about that?
I don't really know. Sometimes it's just something that happens, or sometimes it's even their coping mechanism to put their stress and anger onto other people. But the people who are the victims and the people who face those challenges, I think, you know, they got to understand it from both perspectives and not just one.
That's a really good way of putting it, is that they think it's making them feel better. And there are people, I think, who deliberately bully and know that they're doing it. But maybe there are other people who think there's something to gain from it. I have no idea what, except what you just said. Sometimes people, I think, maybe bully without even realizing how harmful their words are. They're just being insensitive. It looks like you were thinking about that too.
Yeah.
Both of your projects seem to be so positive. Junior Achievement of Western PA acknowledged you as 18 under 18. Has there been an award ceremony, or what's that been like?
In February, there's this big award ceremony, okay. And we're at Acushore Stadium.
Oh, wow. That's going to be exciting. I'll bet you're looking forward to that. That's a huge accomplishment for both of you. Now, I want to ask you some more things, but do either of you want to say more about the brand or about the site, in your case, to tell us more about them and how to access them?
You can access my products throughout the KO Cosmetics website, and I also have an Instagram called KO Cosmetics, also a TikTok called KO Cosmetics, so you can access the products and see the content throughout those pages as well.
We need you guys to do our social media here. What about you, Daniela?
So on TikTok, I have this site, and it's called Buck TikTok, and we're trying to spread to Instagram and YouTube too.
Buck TikTok. How's Buck spelled?
B-U-C-K.
B-U-C-K.
Yeah.
TikTok. So I'm curious if either of you have thought about what you might like to do after school. And I'm going to start with you, Kavya, since you're closest. You're a senior this year.
Mm-hmm. I'm pursuing in business law. I want to become a lawyer. So, you know, as KO Cosmetics is my branch, it's kind of like a side hobby that I like to do. I want to major in law because there was a Bhutanese-Nepali crisis that my family were victims of. So I want to serve justice, and it's always been a passion to serve justice and empower, and I think that's what a lawyer's job is. So.
Have you worked with lawyers that have inspired you?
Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of job chatting throughout the summer, and I watched, like, growing up, I watched a lot of shows and stuff that was all about law, so I just know I want to pursue it.
There's a very strong Bhutanese community here in the Pittsburgh area. The last I checked, we're really one of the larger ones in the entire country. I don't know if that's still the case, but a lot of people don't know that, so I'm really I was going to say proud. That's not. I admire you for the field you're choosing. You must be applying to schools now.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking through it. What about you, Danielle? It's a little early, but have you thought about it yet?
I want to go into business and start a nonprofit with UPMC.
Wow! And what would you do? What would you focus on?
So dialysis, it's really hard, and I want to get people off of dialysis and get a living kidney donor.
We didn't talk about that portion of your work very much. I'm glad you brought it up kind of in passing at the beginning, but have you known somebody specifically that is either on dialysis or was on a list for a kidney?
So my dad, he was on dialysis about 2 years ago, and I did everything I can to get him a kidney. And last year on January 5th, he got his kidney transplant.
Wow. How's he doing? Is he here?
Yeah, he's here today.
Yeah, I thought I saw him. So that's incredible. How does your work now try to I know one thing to do is just to get more people to be organ donors, but is there more you can do to help make sure that kidneys are matched with people who need them?
So I can't really do anything with that, but UPMC, they go through all of these tests to make sure like the blood type's right and there's nothing wrong with the kidney donor, so they can be a perfect match.
Well, have you talked to UPMC at all about your ideas?
Yeah, so Dr. Tavar, he's the head of kidney doctors. We're trying to set that up right now.
That's fantastic. I really wish you success with that.
Thank you.
Amazing. Anything else either of you would like to say about your future or your projects? I'm curious about one other thing, and that is if you could change one thing in the world, it could be something big, it could be something small, it could be related to what you're doing, or something totally different. Does anything come to mind that you would change?
I just want everyone to be positive and stop bullying.
I want the world to come in together as a community, because growing up, I'm a Bhutanese Nepali, and we've always had a really big community, but I see a lot of negativity and hate throughout the world, and I just wish that everybody in this world could grow up the way that I did in such a large, positive, impactful community, and share your thoughts together instead of sharing negativity and hate to each other.
Those are both such amazing and inspirational answers to those questions. Daniela Nave and Kavya Odari, I hope you'll both keep in touch, and best wishes for the new year and continued success. Congratulations on your 18 under 18 designation.
Thank you.